For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will head to St. Thomas this week, joined by fifth year Eric Martin, right winger for the top line, I think, every game this year. Obviously, last week didn't go according to plans. It happens. It's part of this sport. Are you better at moving on from a rough weekend now than you were maybe 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, that most definitely. I mean, something you kind of learn playing college hockey is any team can beat anyone on any given night. I mean, every team's got that will, like coach says a lot. I mean, their team's always going to have something to say about it. So, I mean, we've had a couple of these in my career here, you know, some sweeps against maybe lower ranked teams or, you know, not as high in the standings, but just shows that anyone can win on any given night. And, you know, hopefully we can sweep it under the rug and, you know, move forward and keep pushing towards the end of the year.
A couple of weeks back, you surpassed 150 career games played. I get it with fifth years, the number of games played is going up, and I don't know if it's ever coming back. But do you ever think you'd play in 150 games in college?
No, definitely not, no. When I was home for Christmas, actually, my mom was telling me that. She's like, you're at like 149 games? I was like, right, I did not know that. But then when I think about it, yeah, that's it's crazy to think about. I mean, 4.5 years here coming up to five. I mean, it's crazy what a journey it's been. And you know, I've been absolutely blessed to play 150-plus games here.
And to think you were out for a spell, what, 2 years ago? You got hurt just after Christmas. What is it about... I mean, people celebrate big round numbers. 150. Just got a better ring than 149, doesn't it?
100%, yeah. I mean, I wish I could get to 200, but I mean, I don't know if we're going to be able to get that. But no, it was. I didn't even realize until after the game, actually. And then I saw it like on the lineup sheet, and it's pretty cool to do. I mean, I don't think I'll be catching Lufty anytime, but 150 will do.
What is it about the college game that you have grown to love that maybe you didn't think you would four and a half, 5 years ago?
I mean, I think just like something I've learned a lot here just from the coaches and just playing is just like how to play like a structured 200-foot like game. Like, not saying where I played hockey in like Canada was like we didn't really do that, but it's just not as much as an emphasis, I would say. It's more like free hockey, kind of just free flowing. And coming here, it's like it teaches you like how to be a pro kind of thing. Like, you know, you have to be able to play in all three zones. You have to be able to defend. Like, I mean, it just, those are the things that get you wins, get you losses. And it's something that definitely took me a bit of time to figure out. But, you know, after all these years, it's something that's kind of in my DNA now, just being a part of Beaver hockey.
You guys have scored a power play goal 5 straight games. End of the year, special teams wins and loses games, just flat out. In particular, one last week, Riley Funk's got the puck on the left wall. Great patience, great vision, sees you coming down the slot. At what point did you know you were getting the puck and you knew you were going to score?
Yeah, I mean, such a good play by him, honestly. And, I mean, it's something me and Yuri talk about a lot. Like, we love to have speed on our entries on the power play, and we try to get as much as possible. And, you know, once Yuri kicked it out to Funker and I saw he had all that ice out there, I kind of just tried to, like, sneak in back door, and I was like, waving my stick in the air, like hoping he would see me. I didn't want the other team to like hear me, but and then I kind of like locked eyes with him, and then he just put it right on my tape. Perfect. I just had to put it in a wide open net. So that was a hell of a play by Funker and Yuri.
This power play has been streaky. How can you keep this hot streak going?
I mean, I think like Wentz talks about a lot, it's just like simplifying things and just battling. You know, a lot of times I feel like on the power play, it's like kind of relax for a second. Like, oh, I got more ice. Like, I don't have to, you know, be as like intense almost, like, and I think just you know, it's only 2 minutes, and you know, whenever we get that opportunity, we need to try to do something to help our team. And I mean, if it's just putting pucks on net or, you know, winning a loose puck battle and staying in the zone the extra 20 seconds, it just, those little things mean so much when it really comes down to it. And you know, something Wentz has been harping on us a lot, and I think we've been doing a better job at it, but just continuing to try to raise our level each and every game. So hopefully by the time playoffs roll around, we'll be firing on all cylinders.
Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Schultz.